This is Gwen.
Hey, Gwen. This is David Morgan here.
Hi.
Hey, Gwen. You were having the conversation with Don like a couple of minutes ago. At that moment, I was on call, too. I do hear the complete conversation which you guys having regarding the final files, regarding the migration, regarding the hosting server. And I do see that he asked you that, you know, what option you want to go with, like for the final files, hosting, or the migration. And you said you want some time. And meanwhile, he said, yeah, he will go ahead and get your website down. And he is, or basically the CDO, we can say he's the one who runs the whole business here for us. So he just took a right action right away and get your website done. I'm just reviewing your website here, and it's not working properly. So I would like to know what you basically exactly looking for to have this thing sorted out.
I would like my files, please.
Just
I would like
files.
Them. Just if you just give me the files, I can figure out how to get them onto iPower. I can't imagine that it's going to be with all of the stuff that it's, you know, if you give me literally everything, I will take the time, I will learn what I need to do, I will do the research, and here's the deal. When when I signed up for this, whenever it started back in July, I was told it's going to be one price, and I think it was $895, and you'll get your website, and this, that, and the other thing. Okay, great. So we did that. And then it came up, SEO isn't part of it. That's going to be $1,900. And I said, you know,
that
SEO is super
marketing.
Important. Yes. And I said, okay, you're right. It was not included. It was only the website that was included, and I had asked several times, can this go into the iPower? And everybody said, yes, it's no problem to put it on iPower. You can absolutely transfer it to iPower. Okay, great. So then I paid whatever the $1,900 it was. Then it comes up that, this doesn't scale properly. It will scale, but we don't know 100%. It'll be an extra XYZ. Okay, that's fine. Even though in my brain I'm like, yeah, whatever. I paid the extra money because it's important for it to scale. Now, at the last minute, you guys want $1,000.
Yeah.
Which to me does not compute when I was sold a website for $895. I get that it's an extra fee for the SEO. And I completely understand it takes extra computing or whatever it is to make it work on the tablet and the phone. What I don't understand is why the website that I paid $895 for, I now have to pay another $1,000 for it.
Let me tell you in a very lower note here what exactly you discussed with, and I do discuss this matter with our CDO, Tom McLaren, about the migration. Let me give you the complete explanation on that, why he is asking for the migration cost. Actually, if you can see, we designed your website, developed it, and now we are at the stage where we can put your website on the live server, right? And as you can see, the website is fully completed and good to go to live on live server. So now, if we are migrating the files to any of the other server, so we need to get the files sorted according to the new server, and then once it's migrated to the new server, we need to place the website again and the pictures like the way we have on the demo link.
So that's fair, but why was this never brought to my attention until today?
Actually, the thing is, we talked about the hosting server with our customers. I hope you talked with me or someone else regarding the hosting server. I do recommend you when we are...
I did, and I said, it's iPower, and you said, but it'll be so much easier, and this, that, and the other thing, and I said, but I just renewed my iPower for like 2 or 3 years or whatever it was, and I spent a couple $100, and you said, okay, that's fine. Then we will put it on to iPower. There will not be a problem putting it on iPower. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, $1,000 is a problem.
No, $1,000. No one is asking you to pay $1,000. I do have a brief discussion with Don McLaren just to having a whole brief conversation with you over the phone. We discussed the thing. I convinced them to have this thing done within the affordable price. Let's say, as you said, he asked you for the $1,000 just to migrate the files and place it like the way you were seeing onto the dumbing server. So I convinced them to get this thing done for you within like half of the amount. So half of the amount will be covering by the company's funds. Let's say the $500 will be deducted from the company's funds, and half of them will be taken care of by you. So with this, everything will be in a way which you are looking for and in a professional way too.
You know, like I said to, was it with Thomas that we were speaking? I'm not sure of his name. I need to chat with my lawyer and see what my rights are. If you could write in writing about what it is that you guys are going to do with the migration and what, you know, the $500 is going to get me, et cetera, et cetera. Let me chat with my lawyer, because my lawyer might go, hey, you know what? They're absolutely right, and $500 is a great deal. You should take it. Or my lawyer is going to go, this doesn't seem quite right. Here's another avenue. So I think that would be great if you could write up the $500, exactly what it's going to get me, and I want to know if I need to make a change to a picture in 3 weeks, what's going to happen? How is that going to go when I need to change pictures?
We are the one who can help you out to, like, if you say...
And
you
how much is that going to be?
No, there is nothing for that. Just because of you, if you're getting the migration, if you're getting the files, so we can get you the maintenance plan too with this. So even in the future, you will come up with any kind of amendments, anything you would like to add it up to your website. So these things will be taken care of by Orbit Design Agency with no additional cost for the lifetime, I guess.
All right. I want that in writing. I want to know about maintaining the site, if what the cost is for maintaining the site if you have one of those, and how long that goes on for, and what your package prices are.
Yeah. Firstly, if you can confirm that you're looking for the migration, you're looking for the hosting, or you're looking for just the files.
I would like to see what your best deal is, and I would like to see what your maintenance program is. Listed out, broken out exactly, explicitly what I'm getting and what it's going to cost. The maintenance program is different than the migration program, et cetera, et cetera. And I want to know what's going to happen if I don't take your maintenance program. Will I be able to change pictures if I don't take?
Definitely, you do have the complete access to your website if you know how to like basically make the edits. So definitely you can.
Okay. I believe that your tool, like, what is there a video that I watch to learn how to use your tool?
Yeah, let's say if you would like to edit the picture or adding up the more content, you can just simply give us a call or send an email to Eddie that I would like to add one or two more pictures to myself.
Right.
Or you can do it for me.
But
we can go ahead and create the video tutorial for you, which will going to help you to do it to yourself.
Okay. And how much does that cost?
Yeah, this is what I'm saying. Everything will be covered within this. Let's say if you are going with the final files, we will give you the complimentary website maintenance. And if you can go with the migrations, you will get the complimentary maintenance. And if you can go with the
hosting, so put all that, sounds delightful. If you could put all of that in writing and send it to me, that would be great.
Okay, perfect. So what I can do here, I'm just putting down everything in the writing. Let's say if you are going with the migration, what you're getting and what we need to do, and if you're going with just the final files, what's the cost, what is included, and if you're going with the hosting thing, so what is specifically included in that.
Yep, and then what's in the maintenance program, what exactly I get with maintenance.
Sure, I can mention.
Like, literally, are there only three changes a month? Are there only
three changes
a year?
No.
Like, no, I'm just saying I need it specific. Because I feel like, you know, there are lots of holes that we are stumbling into that I need to be aware of everything. So just put everything in there. That would be great. And just send it to me. And like I said, either I'll chat with my lawyer tonight or tomorrow, and then we'll make something next week. I'm actually going out of town for a couple of days. So if we don't resolve this tomorrow, we'll resolve it next week, probably Wednesday or Thursday, because I'm out of the country for a couple of days.
Okay. Okay, so meanwhile, what I can do, I'm going to tap it down the email for you, and just to request to Don to get your website up and running again, as it is. And meanwhile, we're going to send you an email again, and as soon as you came back from your trip, you can just let us know what decision you want to go with, like, and which thing you want to go with, then we can proceed from there.
Yeah. I would like you to send me all of that stuff, and yeah, I would love if you could send me all of that stuff so that I can also just send that to my person. So that would be super helpful.
Sure. I can send you everything in the email then.
I love it. Thank you.
Yeah. Anything else I can help you with?
No. No. I'm just really sad because I feel like this has taken a turn that it wasn't supposed to. Like, I was super excited and super happy, and you guys do good work. Your end product is wonderful. Getting from the beginning to the end has been frustrating.
Oh.
Frustrating. Really frustrating. I'd love to give you guys a good Google review, but I can't. I can't, and I'm sorry. I wish I could, but it's been so frustrating.
Now, what exactly hurts you? The work progress or any other thing?
No, not the work. God bless Eddie. He tries, but I would ask for things, and he didn't understand, or he did things backwards, or, you know, there was a lot of confusion and going around and around with him. So that's been difficult.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, you got your project. We come up with the alternative project manager, Sam Jones. I think he did a very good job.
Yes, he did. He definitely, yeah. And once I started working with him, this thing got done in a week or two. So, yes, I'm glad
great.
That we were able to make that happen.
So,
as I feel like
that you're not happy with the services of Eddie Martin, exactly. Like, he tried, but at the end of the day, you will not able to have that kind of product, that kind of thing from him that you're expecting it. And then Sam Jones will coming up, help you out with the adding up the things and everything. So what I can do here, just to making sure, at the end of the day, just to end this thing in a very good relationship, so in the future, you can give us, like, more business for the website or anything. So what I can do here personally, because I'm also the manager here for Orbit Design Agency, what I can do, we can go ahead and use your hosting server and going to put your website live, and the half of the amount, which is the $500, which Don told you, we can go ahead and utilize these funds with the Eddie salary, because this is something which is also the part of Eddie. So we can go ahead and deduct these funds from Eddie, and we'll take your website live onto the name of yours and onto your hosting server. So with this, you will not need to pay anything extra for the migration, even for the files, even for the hosting, right? Like, you do have the hosting from somewhere else. So we can go ahead and get your website migrated to your server and get it live. And within like 24 hours, your website will be live, and the cost, which is the $500, will be deducted from the Eddie salary from now. Okay?
Well, okay, that's not, you know what, that, I'm not getting guilted into this. Like, that's between you and him. Like,
yeah.
I'm not, like, you know, no, because I don't want him calling me and saying, oh, my God,
no,
you
took
$500 for me.
No,
I don't know
not.
What kind of wacko crap you're pulling. I have no interest in being part of that.
No, it's not. He is not going to call you again to ask you for something or anything. This is basically our internal issue, Eddie, and between me. And we are the one who can take care of this. I'm just telling you that, like, this is something which we're going to do to have this thing taken care of for you. Okay, so within like 24 hours, your files will be migrated to your server, get your website live, and once it's live, we'll be sending you the credentials along with the backend access, so you can try to log into the backend too, and we will move from there.
All right, and you're going to send me all that information on the what is it, the maintenance package and everything?
Yeah, if you're
so
looking,
I know
if
what
you're
it
still
is.
Looking for the maintenance package, so definitely I can send you the maintenance plan. From
please
my side,
too.
Sure, definitely. Else, there is no charges for the migration files and anything for you. We will be getting your website live.
Okay. And can you put that in writing, too, please?
Sure. And this will make
okay.
you happy
thank
for
you.
Sure, right?
Yes. I feel much better. Thank you. Okay.
That's
all right. I've calmed down. I appreciate that. Yeah, send me all that stuff. And Yeah, and then we can figure out what a maintenance package could be.
Okay, perfect. That's great. So as we are giving you the thing to your way, so is there any possibility can we get a positive review from your side just to giving us a little favor? Don't say no.
All right, you're at 3.5 stars right now, 4 because you're working it a little bit. You're working it a little bit, but yeah, okay.
Oh, please.
Let me see all that stuff in writing.
Uh-huh.
Let me see all that stuff in writing. And you have to send me a link. That's one thing. If you send me a link to write a review, I will.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't send me the link, I won't go out on my own and write it. So that's on you to send me the link.
Link for the website of yours, right?
No. When people want a review, they send me a link. They'll be like, oh, can I have a review on Google? And then they send a link, and I click on it, and I write my review.
Oh, whoa.
That's
I got
what I'm saying.
I got you. I can see that. But
I won't just go to Google and give you a review. If you send me a link where I can make a review, I will, is what I'm telling you.
Sure. That's great. But I was expecting a 5-star review from you. Yeah,
I
please.
I think 4 is what I'm comfortable with.
Yeah, if you,
you
can
want
do
five.
It in 5, so definitely in the future, I can definitely going to help you like for more things if you're coming up for.
All right. You know what? Let me see what your maintenance program looks like.
Yeah, so
let me see. Well, how much is a year of maintenance? And is a year included in what I have?
No, actually. Let me see what is basically the maintenance plan. Just give me a quick second. You just want to go with the 1 year only?
I don't know. I don't know what your plan entails, and I don't know how
much
it costs.
Just give me a quick second. पूछ रही है मैंने माइग्रेशन माइग्रेशन तो सी सैलरी से कटवा दी ओके सो गो इन देयर
यस
सो द 1 year मेंटेनेंस व्हिच इंक्लूड्स एवरीथिंग. Let's say anything that you're looking to add to your website, it's in the in terms of products, in terms of adding the pictures or content or anything. So the 1 year will gonna cost you $399, and the 3 years will gonna cost you $550.
Okay, let me think on that. Now,
mm-hmm.
if I don't take the maintenance package,
mm-hmm.
I still will be able to access all my own content and change pictures.
You do have the complete access if you know how to make the changes to your own. So definitely you do have the access. You can do it to your own.
Okay. Now, am I going to get penalized, let me ask? Like, let's say I do it for a year, and I decide after a year I want to do it myself. Is it going to cost me money to stop?
No. Now, let's say if you're going with 1 year plan from the day today, 1 year will going to cost you only $399. And even if you want to skip this after an year, so definitely there will be a no cost.
Okay. Can you write that, too, in when you send the proposal of what maintenance is and that it doesn't cost me anything to stop maintenance?
Sure. So
I don't really feel comfortable that there won't be a, like, stop maintenance fee.
I can totally understand your concern. Definitely, I can put down everything for you in the email, what maintenance plan includes.
Great.
What, like, for how many years it would be and what does the cost is. Okay?
Okay. Sounds good.
However, we'll be moving your website to the live server. So Eddie will going to send you an email just for the confirmation to get your website live.
Okay.
So you just need to provide us with your approval. Once you give us an approval, we will go ahead and get your website live. So if you can give us the approval today, so till tomorrow you will be having your website with the live link.
Okay.
Okay. So
send me the stuff.
Okay, perfect. So do you want me to send you the stuff first and then we'll send you the approval email?
Yes.
Okay, great. Let me send you the email, and within like 15 to 20 minutes, I'll give you a call back again, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
Thank you. A wonderful day, Gwen.
Bye.
Yeah, bye-bye.